That's really the perfect song for this next segment. 94.9 Mix FM, Frank Sinatra, and I'll Be Home for Christmas. I need some good news, baby, cause all the world's gone crazy. I need some good news, baby, give it to me, give it to me. Yeah, this is an awesome story that I heard over the Thanksgiving holiday, and even though we're beyond Thanksgiving now, the feels are so good that come from this. I think you're going to like it, but it'll take a second to get there, so bear with me. In 1985, there was a guy named Scott McCauley. He's still around. But at that time, he was thinking he'd have to like heat up a frozen TV dinner or turn on a football game or something to stifle the silence in his apartment. This is near Boston. And his parents had recently divorced at that time, and nobody was talking to anybody, he said. And so I was looking at a pretty rotten Thanksgiving, and I absolutely hate eating alone. So this guy, Scott McCauley, takes out an ad in his hometown paper and invites 12 strangers to join him for Thanksgiving dinner. It seemed like a manageable number to host, and he thought it had to be better than sitting there by himself. Now, that was 33 years ago. And every year since then, Scott McCauley has hosted strangers around his table for turkey, stuffing, and pumpkin pie. Now, instead of like 10 or 12 people, it's usually between 60 and 100 people.
Whoa!
Every year. And he's fed lots of widows and widowers and homeless people and college kids who can't make it home for Thanksgiving. Too many people to host in his own living room anymore.
Right.
So a church nearby donates space for the dinner every year. And about a week before Thanksgiving, Mr. McCauley goes grocery shopping, buys everything himself. He doesn't take donations. He doesn't ask others to chip in. He doesn't even like talking about how much it costs. But based on estimates of the amount of food he's buying, it's well over $1,000.
Oh, yeah.
Out of his own pocket. The menu includes 4 large turkeys, 5 kinds of pie, all the sides you could want. But it's the labor that I think is really impressive.
Oh, yeah.
Because before he even bakes or cooks anything, he goes through all this trouble of hauling in sofas and recliners and oriental rugs and even a couple of fake fireplaces because he wants the church basement to feel like somebody's cozy living room.
Oh, how cool is that?
He puts candlesticks out on the tables and cloth napkins. He even hangs curtains in the basement windows so that it feels homey and cozy.
Right.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. He says it's not about the food. It's about having a place to go and people to eat with. And then he shared some of the stories, you know, of people that he's met. And I'll read a couple of those for you. He said there was a guy one year who had unfortunately just lost his wife. And after dinner, he put on her old apron and helped me do the dishes. Another time, an elderly woman paid $200 for an ambulance to drive her to the church from her nursing home. She arrived decked out in her fanciest clothes and told Mr. McCauley she hadn't been out in 7 years.
Wow.
And she cried when his dinner was over. One year, McCauley took a plate out to a woman who was living in her car and was too ashamed to come inside until almost everyone had gone home. She came in after they'd left to get some leftovers, McCauley recalled, and she sang Amazing Grace with this incredible voice.
Wow.
Then there was this time that his parents both showed up. Remember, they were the inspiration for this back in 1985 when they divorced
right.
and weren't talking to each other. But many years later, his mother was dying of breast cancer and wanted to be with someone, and so did his dad. And there they were, sitting on the couch together, he said, holding each other's hands years after their divorce. I can still see them sitting there.
Wow.
It's a pretty happy memory.
No kidding.
Infants have spent their first Thanksgiving with Mr. McCauley, and more than a few elderly people have sat down for their last Thanksgiving. The top thing people tell him is how thankful they are. And really, that's what it's all about, the holidays, right?
Yeah.
They're for sharing with other people. So if you can share with family, that's awesome. If not, maybe you have some friends, you do the Friendsgiving thing. But if nothing else, isn't it nice knowing that there are still people like Scott McCauley out there serving up a little humanity for the holidays? It's a pretty cool story.
It's a great story.
All the lives he's touched.
It makes you stop for a moment and think about why you do it and to reset your priorities if you're thinking about all of those other things and just think about what Thanksgiving means. I mean, he's got it.
He's totally got it. Pretty cool.
Oh, that's beautiful.
6:44 with Greg and Mrs. Grant on 94.9 Mix FM.